Blog Talk Radio.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy, created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 718-766-4314. Once again, 718-766-4314. And now, for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
What is up, what is up, what's that? Remember that? Yeah. Hi, everyone. It's Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. It's Viva Los Oscars. So, let's begin. I was out of town celebrating, and I was in Vegas. I ran into TD, well, obviously I was there to see TD Voice Talent, and when I saw him, I just immediately got wet. Like, I was quivering, I was shaking like a bitch. I literally was like, oh my God, this is the guy that does the promos. TDVoiceTalent.com. You know, so I had to hug him and jump in his arms, TDVoiceTalent.com. And then I had to, I was like, you know, screaming, ah, like the Beatles and, you know, and all that, TDVoiceTalent.com. So that was amazing. Where we went, which was Vegas. Have you ever been to Vegas? My first time, I popped my Vegas cherry in Vegas. In fact, I popped my Uber cherry in Vegas too. I'd never ridden in an Uber and I'd never downloaded Uber, so I did it because I didn't drive out there. I flew out there and it was cabs and Ubers and all that kind of bullshit, and I wasn't walking around. I'm old, you know, I'm busted up. I can't walk around like I used to, so I need a walker and a cane and all that jazz. So I popped my Vegas cherry for the first time. Well, yeah, I've been to Reno, and picture this, you go and you're at the casino, you go to your room, you unpack your stuff, and you go down, you walk around the casino, and it smells like cigarettes and defeat. And cologne, cheap cologne, and alcohol, and more cigarettes, and more defeat, suicidal thoughts, depression. You see people just on the machine just hunched over. They're just looking gray. And they've got a drink with some ice in it, probably bourbon, something hard. And they've got a cigarette in their hand. And with their other hand, they're just bang, bang, whacking on that key to spin those reels. And they're just taking a long drag off that cigarette. And they're just like, ah, I'm going to win. Ah. And they just look so miserable. But they got that cigarette. That cigarette is the most important thing to them. They could be going there with, I don't know, just all these thoughts in their head. I want to get away. I'm having so much trouble and pain in my life. They want to get away for the weekend. They bring their cigarettes. They make sure they pack plenty of cigarettes. If not, they're going to buy them somewhere. And imagine that they've lost everything because Vegas isn't built on winners. You know what I mean? That's all money that you've lost. Think about it. That's all money that you've lost. Vegas didn't just like, well, you know, I mean, Bugsy Siegel did it. He started it. He borrowed money for, well, the mob lost, but not really. I mean, he took their money and built the Flamingo, and there was other places, you know. And then he just kind of was like, ah, well, you know, it's kind of expensive. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have to whack you. And they shot him in the face. So the Flamingo's there. The Strip is there. It used to be Vegas was Fremont Street, which looks a lot like Reno's Virginia Avenue, which is basically older casinos, lights, you know, and downtown Virginia or Virginia Avenue in Reno isn't bad. It's actually, you know, kind of nice. I mean, they got the sign, biggest little city in the world, and, you know, they got all the lights and the casinos and everything, and it looks the same. Fremont Street looks the same. It's that, you know, it's just you can walk down in the middle of Fremont Street now. You can't drive down it, and that's old Vegas. New Vegas is the big casinos, the Strip, the Circus, the New York, the Flamingo, the Caesars Tahoe Palace, and cigarettes. And it's like all pomp and circumstance, I guess, something like that. Maybe I fucked that up. I don't know. Anyway, they're smoking. They've lost everything. You know, I just blew my college money. Fuck. They wanted to double their college money. But man, the minute they light that cigarette, all their problems are gone. It's like that magical cigarette just eliminates everything in their life. Pain, divorce, depression. It's like, yes, cancer. It's like cancer to them, you know, is just more important than anything. And they're just all hunched over in their machine, just smacking the keys, just smacking those buttons, hoping to win something, but don't win shit. What you're doing is you're paying for the staff, you're paying for the food, you're getting watered-down drinks. Vegas is, to me, it's just like, I don't know, it's not really, I wasn't impressed. And the minute I went to the Strip, where everybody goes, it was like, there's just too many fucking people. It's just too many people was walking up and down. And it was mostly Los Angeles degenerates, gangbangers, thugs, loud music. It was just like, I just wanted to de-louse and take a shower. I wanted to just strip naked and go to Caesar's Palace fountain and just wash myself and then bleach myself and then stab myself in the face. It's just disgusting. Vegas is just, you got to go see a show. $50 a ticket? I got a better show for you. My middle finger, and I'm going to show you that I'm walking away. Now, there are some cool exhibits. Excuse me. Saw the Titanic exhibit, you know. A lot of old shit got found at the bottom of the ocean. They had a piece of the Titanic, which was big. And then they show it, and it's like, this little tiny piece on the Titanic was part of it. And it's like, fuck, that thing was huge. It was huge. The Titanic was big. That's why they called it the Titanic. It was huge. The Titanic was huge. It was huger than Trump winning the presidential race. Yeah, that's how huge it was. They had this big-ass piece, but then it's like, that's like a little fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the Titanic. But there's the Blue Balls group. There was, I think over at Bellagio, there was Cirque du Soleil. I mean, if you got money, I mean money, not cash, money, not like spare change, money, then you can have a good time in Vegas, of course, because you're going to spend it. Bellagio has a mall. Their mall is like strictly high-end fashion because Bellagio is like the fancy whatever. So you win there and then you go spend it and, you know, anyway. So Vegas was that. Vegas is just, you know, I mean, there's I've heard so much about it. You could drink and you could do this and you could do that. And it's like the clubs and all this. And I'm like, it wasn't that. It just reminded me of Reno. It reminded me of, like, I want to put a 45 slug deep in my mouth, Reno. I've just blown my check. Now I got to go back home and live on peanut butter and pretzels for the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, it just kind of reminded me of that, you know, although there were some fucking weirdos, you know. There were some weirdos, and there was a guy on Fremont Street had, like, a little thing covering his balls, and He was wearing high top shoes and he was walking around just naked. It's like 40 degrees out there. But, you know, he's white. Like the Green Bay Packer fans. Pack, go pack, and they get naked. I got a piece of skin hanging off my pinky as I smacked it on something at work today, so that doesn't feel too good. What else happened this weekend? The Oscars, the Oscar Awards, the 77th annual Oscar Awards. Oh boy, the 77 Oscars, 70, we give awards to people that pretend to do shit, and we like it. What? You know, I saw a video. Jerry Seinfeld was making fun of the award shows, and he was literally like ripping into award shows. They were giving him an award, and he was like saying, "Fuck your award, Jerry Seinfeld. I've got a lot more respect for you, you nausea, Jerry Seinfeld, eh?" Jewish too well. So, you know, nosh, Passover. I don't know. What are they? Wine? You want to drink the crackers? Oh, Jerry Seinfeld, you want soup? You want some? I don't know. I don't do the you know, put the little fucking hat on and then walk around with the curls. I don't do that. But Jerry Seinfeld, he was like, you know, this is stupid. You're giving bowling trophies to people that pretend to do shit. And it's like it is. It's like it's really, you know, if you think about it, I mean, he's like, I'd rather be in the back making fun of it. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. This is an award for best actor for this fake movie that is a character made up by some people who, and they, you know, like Forrest Gump. There was never no God damn Forrest Gump. But Tom Hanks won an award for it because he portrayed an idiot and he ate some shrimps and some chocolates and his girlfriend got AIDS and he ran. And let's give him an award. Although Tom Hanks, you know, is a pretty funny guy. He started off as a comedian. So, you know, yeah, I got to respect him. And he's Oaktown, fool. Yeah, homie. Yeah, that's Oaktown right there, homie. Yeah. Yeah. Tom Hanks is a thug. I'd like to see that. Yeah, what's up, man? I'm Tom Hanks, fool. You better break yourself up from the town. Anyway, the Oscars. Did you see it? I didn't watch it because we were out and about Sunday. So, yeah, I'm not watching no Oscars. No, sorry. Sorry, can't do it. Can't do it. Not going to watch Oscars, not going to watch anything. You know, I'd rather watch the turds being flushed down the toilet right after I've deposited them. Like, oh, it's going in a semicircular fashion this time. Oh, my biggest challenge is to try and see if I can get it to go the opposite way. Like, yeah, let me kind of stir it and see if it'll go the opposite way. You know. Let me see the myth about how in Australia it goes the opposite way. I don't believe that. But they fucked up at the end. Oh boy, they really needed they got the wrong envelope apparently, and the envelope was for best actress and it was the chick in the movie La La Land, and so they read it. They're like, this says La La Land Best Actress, but it's Best Picture. Fuck it. Yeah, Best Picture is La La Land. And everybody came up and they were like, ah! And then those idiots were like, oh, we've got the wrong thing. We've got the wrong envelope. And the La La Land guy was like, fucking crap. He was beat. All the people that came up there and they were just all high-fiving each other and you know what's that Harvey Keitel said in Pulp Fiction? Let's not start sucking each other's dicks already, gentlemen. Oh, see, I messed that up. Let's not start sucking each other's dicks, gentlemen. There was better. Yeah, take two. So he said that. So that's what they were doing. They were all up there. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And then the main guy, director, I guess, I don't know. He's like, oh shit. He's all, we didn't win. We didn't win. We didn't win. Midnight won. Midnight won. And then Midnight came up there, and they were like, fuck. And there was no controversy, like none. Like, you know why? Is because everybody was liberal. Everybody's like, you make mistakes. It's okay. But if Donald Trump were up there saying it, oh, midnight one, they would have given him hell. Like Steve Harvey when he screwed up. And people were just ragging on Steve Harvey because he screwed up with the Miss Universe America, whatever the fuck, pageant. And he misannounced the wrong one, and the girl's like, damn it. And they lit him a new one. But they didn't touch the Oscars. They didn't it was out. It was in and out. It was like, aha, did you see the guffaw? Moving on. Hollywood gets a pass? Fuck that. I'm going to drag Hollywood through the mud. You idiots. You fucked up. You got everybody's hopes up thinking they won for La La Land, and they didn't win. Midnight won. Can't you get it right? This is going to go down in infamy. Who's the one that said, I think it was an actor that got up there and said, you know, I don't want to use the award shows as my political public pulpit. I hate that. It's an award show. Keep it an award show. If you want to do some shit like that, dude, just schedule something and get on Capitol Hill and fucking blah, 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 blah. People will listen to you. But you don't have to do it on an award show. You're doing it because you're self-centered and you're egotistical because you're like, I'm getting up there, I'm winning an award, and I'll make it. This is the time where I can say something and make a difference. That's your fucking ego talking. That's your ego. That's your bullshit ego. You're sitting up there, you're saying, well, I could do it, so I'm going to wait until I win an award and then I'll be able to say it. Like Colin Kaepernick. We all remember Colin Kaepernick, don't we? He kneeled down for the Star Spangled Banner or you know what I'm talking about. I'm like Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, he kneeled down for it. He was kneeling. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to stand up for that, you know, because the American, they need to, you know, they need to check themselves. Now he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to be kneeling anymore because, you know, I want to get on a better team and I want to get paid. So he announced that he's no longer going to kneel for the anthem, national anthem. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. The national anthem, he's no longer going to kneel for that. Jesus. Vegas. Fucking Vegas.
Las Vegas, Sin City, home of smoke-filled casinos, debauchery, and really cheap buffets. Smoke-filled casinos filled with people from other countries, gang members, frat boys, and big Midwesterners that don't know any better. Gorging, smoking, and gambling and drinking till sunrise. What's that you say? You gambled all of your 401k and junior's college money and contracted an STD all in one night? So sorry, but try to refrain from doing any drastic measures when you go back to your hotel room. But if you do, we'll just have to clean up after your corpse like we've been doing all along and have the room ready for the next batch of suckers, customers. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby.
Whatever happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas, unless you contract an STD. Then that shit stays with you. You might as well just tell everybody because you brought it back with you.
Well, I went to Vegas and I got the clap. I thought it was supposed to stay there. Whatever happened to Vegas stayed there, right?
Yeah, your money, you dunce. You dummy. You dumb fucking dummy. Dummy up. Your money stayed, but your dick is crying. Because you stuck it in a hole you weren't supposed to. The unholiest of holies, hookers, in Vegas. And that's what kills me. There's like women that will like, hey, let's go to Vegas for the weekend. You know they're hoes. They fly out to Vegas. I saw that at the airport. They're on the same flight, and they got this little tiny bag. You know, it's probably got like weekend thongs and bras and shit that they, you know, they're going to need when they're hoeing. Excuse me. And then they just throw out because it's got all their bodily fluids and the men's bodily fluids. So they just toss them. They're like, I'm not wearing that shit again. And it sticks to the wall like a fucking peanut butter sandwich. Mardi Gras was this weekend, past weekend. Everybody was celebrating it. Everybody was celebrating it. They were celebrating it everywhere. This is what I know about Mardi Gras. Well, this is what I'm assuming I know about Mardi Gras from watching it on TV. I've never been to one. You know, when you ask a white woman, if you say, show us your tits, she's going to giggle and probably show you her tits. Those little pink B cups, that's what she's going to show you. Now, if you ask a black woman the same question, show me your tits, she's going to reply, show your mama her tits. What about your goddamn granny? Why don't she show you her tits? Or your sister's titties? Or how about your daddy's sagging-ass balls? Or how about your brother's all sagging-ass balls? Motherfucker, jump off a building, bitch, pussy. Do not ever ask a black woman to show you her tits. She will show you her fists. That's just not something that black women do. Trust me. I know this. I know this. White girls, there you go. Throw me some beads. Black women, motherfucker, show this, bitch. Bitch, pervert, bitch. Mother bitch, motherfucking bitch, bitch. Bip, 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 bip. TDVoicetalent.com. I hope I'm getting some laughs here. I'm laughing at myself. I'm laughing at myself. I got 9 more minutes. Vegas was just stinking. Stinking. Reno, you know, it's the same. It's the same shit. It's just the same shit. If you want to see Vegas, go to Reno. If you want to see Reno, go to Vegas. Vegas just has, oh, you know, I mean, I it's cool. They've now got the casinos with the, you know, like the Luxor has the Titanic exhibit, the dead body exhibit. You know, you could see comedy shows inside. You could see Carrot Top. Who would want to miss fucking Carrot Top? The guy for a minute was like the scrawny, red-headed, curly-headed, freckle-faced idiot who buffed out, taking steroids. Then he put makeup on, and I think he got a facelift. His eyes got all chinky and stuff. Don't, before you get all racist on me with the chinky remark, huh? That's pretty common. People say chinky eyes a lot, huh? So don't, oh, my God, politically correct. Okay, SJW. Okay, Colin Kaepernick, ease up. It means, you know, your eyes have that Asian persuasion look. Calm your tits. All right? It's a form. Man, I can't say shit nowadays, man. I'm like getting angry at myself. I'm like censoring myself. I can't say beep. No, but anyway. And then he got skinny again. We're talking about Carrot Top. Let me reel it back here before I go on a tangent. Carrot Top is performing like Monday through – no, he was performing Thursday through Monday. Like, what? What? What, do you work retail? Thursday through Monday, do you close? What, do you get the shoe section, Carrot Top? What are you doing? Well, what does he need to do something but put a little prop on my head? Yeah, okay, you fucking weirdo. You and ventriloquists who put fucking fake puppets on their hands and have multiple personalities. Dicks. Mardi Gras was around. I think I want to go back to I'm going to reel it back, and I'm going to bring back beepers. I don't know. Remember how beepers were just so fucking cool? It's like you had nothing. You literally were like, remembered your home phone number. That was it. If you got arrested, you knew your home phone number. Now you know your own cell number. It's like, I'm arrested. I know my cell number. I don't know anybody else's. I just dial them by name. And it's true. I'm going to text my sister, my mom, my brother. You know, let me find their name. My band? Oh, let me find their name. I don't know your number. It's not you. So, but I'm assuming that police these days will like, well, you know, go through your phone. You know, who do you want to call? Ghostbusters. So I want to go back to beepers because it's that, okay, I've heard that crackheads, when they're smoking crack, the very first high that they get is like the best high ever. And then they constantly try to get that same best high, but they can't. So they keep smoking crack. That's like the beeper. You got that first high. That was the first smartphone. The beeper was the first fucking thing that you could afford. I mean, before you had nothing, and then you had a beeper. You got to wear it. If somebody wanted you, they beeped you. They put the number on it. They put 911 on it. They did all that shit. And you were like, I'm important now. You can get a hold of me. You can page me. I mean, that's like think about it. That was the first, I mean, unless you were really rich and you had those big old cell phones that went in the car that had their own little docking station and all that other stupid shit. I mean, but that was for rich folks. Working class and poor had beepers. That was the first thing. Then we had then it was like a text. You could text with it. You really could, you know, you're like, oh, you could beep me and we could text. That was when text was popular. And then the phones and cell phones evolved. So now you can do all that shit with a phone. Smartphone too. You can get all over the fuck everywhere. But that was the thing. It was like, I want to go back to that. I'm going to be like crackheads. I'm going to be out like on Market Street in San Francisco with the crackheads. They're sitting there looking, searching for a rock. I'm going to be looking for a beeper. Anybody see beeper? Beeper. Beep, 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 beep. I'm going to be in like a tattered shirt just going, beep, 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 page me, page me, beep, 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 page me. Because that used to be the shit. Page me, beep me. Hey, just hit my beeper. And you're like, I don't want to answer that. It's my mom. 911. What does she want? Where are you? You know, I made hamburger helper. It's been sitting on the stove for 2 days. I love my mom. Gosh, I love my mom. You know a good man. When he loves his mom, he's a good dude. And she would do anything. You know, she had five kids, and she'd be like, look, I don't want to make five steaks and potatoes and, you know, all of you motherfuckers have different tastes, okay? Your difference in ages, these guys like cereal, you guys like, you know, look, I'm just going to make a big pot of goulash. You all like meat, right? Okay, I'm going to take some hamburger helper. I'm going to throw some hamburger in it. Eat it. She may, you know, might get a roll of French bread too. We'd eat all the damn French bread before we'd eat it'd be like a big tub of margarine. And she gets that soft French bread because she knew. She was like, you know, yeah, I love my kids. And we'd eat the shit out of the French bread. French bread would be gone before. And it was like a restaurant, though. They bring you out the bread and the butter, you know? So it was like a restaurant. She knew how to hook it up. She'd bring the bread out, bring the butter out. We'd eat the hell out of that. And then we're like, I don't want any hamburger helper. I got full off bread. But then she'd leave that hamburger helper out for like a week. But you know what? For some reason, whatever she cooked it in or cooked it with, that hamburger helper never went stale. You 90 seconds for real? She's telling me 90 seconds. TDVoiceTalent.com. TDVoiceTalent.com. Anyway, thanks, Mom, for all the hamburger helper shits that I've received over the years. Those were good. I mean, look at me. We're alive. We're healthy. I mean, I got a little high blood pressure, nothing that I can't control, but we're cool. We're good. We're not like, you know, I didn't grow like a third ball. My brother doesn't have like a face in the back of his head. My sister doesn't have a third boob in the center of her back. We're good. We're all good. My younger brother, he's good. We're good. Thanks, Mom. You did a good job. Hamburger helper. Shit. There's like crack in it. Cracker burger helper. Thanks.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time for another episode. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Till next time, boys and girls, please lighten up. Thank you.